Cuomo created some confusion when he said on Albany Public Radio station WAMC Thursday afternoon that the five regions of the state poised to enter phase two would have to wait until the metrics of the virus in their areas were reviewed by international experts. Those areas include the Rochester Finger Lakes region, the Mohawk Valley, Southern Tier, North Country, and Central New York. The governor on May 18th announced that top scientists from the University of Minnesota and Imperial College London would work with his office on analyzing reopening data and help track the process. Some local leaders expressed frustration, saying they were blindsided by the announcement and that there was a lack of transparency from the governor's office. Cuomo, in a 1 p.m. briefing on Friday, shrugged off the controversy, saying the regions were still authorized to enter phase two on Friday, just a little later than they had anticipated.
A county executive may be very good at what they do, but they're not an expert in viral transmission in a global pandemic. I may be competent as a governor, but I am not expert in global transmissions in a viral pandemic. So I wanted to make sure we had the best minds look at all the data before we stepped forwards.
Phase two reopening includes barbers and hairstylists, and the governor's office published detailed guidelines on its website, New York Forward. Among them, hair care professionals will need to get tested for COVID-19 every 2 weeks.
We recommend that the professionals get a test before they reopen. That's not a mandate, that's a recommendation. And we recommend to customers to ask the barber or professional in the hair salon if they had a test before you use their services.
Other businesses authorized to reopen in phase two include professional offices at 50% occupancy, as well as realtors and car dealers. Retail shops can open also at 50% occupancy. All must practice social distancing and wear masks or face coverings. Shopping malls will remain closed for now, except for stores with outside entrances. The governor also announced New York City will begin reopening June 8th. Social distancing plans for public transportation, including commuter trains and the New York City subways, will be completed in the coming days. Cuomo says the trains will continue to be disinfected and riders will be required to wear masks. The remainder of the state, the Capital Region, Western New York, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley, are in phase one of the reopening, and local leaders in those areas believe they will be given the green light to enter phase two sometime next week. But Cuomo did not guarantee that will happen, saying the numbers have to be reviewed to show it is safe to continue reopening first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.